So the last time that we met...
The number of feet going to be might be different than the planning board, but we have to
take a step in that direction.
It's going to have to be a step in that direction, because you guys were in the embassy, I understand. But the numbers might change.
Damon, can we get you? So the last time we met, we talked about the application form and revising the application form to make it easier for the panel to, and honestly for staff, to identify the sort of the shortcomings of the application vis-a-vis the design guidelines. And so what you have before you is a draft that I worked with Paul to revise. I just wanted to quickly go through it and then see if you had any thoughts. So the top part is the same. The submission requirements, they were sort of in a narrative paragraph form. They're now bulleted just so that it's very clear what's required. On the back, there is a statement at the beginning under design guidelines conformance. The first sentence is from the sector plan in terms of what the role and purpose of the DAP is. And then the second sentence is that simple compliance with the numerical standards and the guidelines does not in itself achieve design excellence. So it's just upfront saying, you know, this is a subjective process. This is not about meet the numbers and you're golden. Mm-hmm. The next section, an applicant would identify the street type or types and then show what the setbacks, what the sidewalk zones, building placement, all of that, what the guideline is, what they're providing, so that it's all there. Does the project include a through block connection? If so, provide the necessary diagrams. Does it include a park or open space? If so, provide the necessary diagrams. Under building form, again, sort of the same thing for tower separation, for tower step back, for bird safe design, to just identify what they're doing, just so that we don't have to sort of dig down into the presentations. And then, is the project located in a district? If so, provide diagrams that address the specific requirements. I worked to sort of keep this all in two pages. And then finally, one of the things we talked about is coming up with statements, sort of qualitative statements that really got to the idea of what 10, 20, and 30 were. So 10 points is generally consistent with the design guidelines and meets 4 of the CR guidelines criteria. That's pretty much straight out of the code. 20 points, superlative design that in a uniquely compelling way meets the design guidelines or overcomes a significant site or similar constraint, a top example of design within the county. Good. And then for 30, singular design that exemplifies the highest intent of the guidelines and may be considered a top example of design within the region.
I think that's great.
Terrific.
Helpful.
Okay. So the intent, yes, sir.
My one
yes.
Change, or not change, but I think addition is what's as of right on the site so that we're comparing this new development that's looking for bonus points and extra FAR, et cetera, with their...
What's the underlying zone?
What's the underlying zone and what's the massing and the bulk
what's the
and
standard?
The FAR?
What's the standard method? What
what's
could you do without coming here?
I mean, to be perfectly honest, that might be helpful for developers who don't understand that.
Exactly.
Nothing is really by right. And
precisely.
Nothing. I mean, 10,000 square feet.
Well, you can get 10,000 right.
It's nothing.
Right.
No one just can't...
Right.
I mean, it just seems to me that there's an underlying zoning here that, and we should understand.
Well, the mapped FAR is not the. Well, the mapped FAR is not the standard method.
No,
it's like a one FAR.
That's what I'm saying.
But
what
without are, using box.
Well, what are we? What do you want? Do you want
I mean,
a standard method?
What I don't want to do is have too many numbers on here.
Well, I don't want numbers. I want massing.
You want a diagram?
A
I mean,
diagram.
We can add for, you know, it's easy enough for them to do a diagram that shows what they could do standard method as part of the submission.
That's what I
was. Or what about as the optional method, like the one we just talked about was a 2.5 FAR and they're doing 10.6 after the BOS density?
Yeah, to know that.
I would like to know
helpful.
That.
Yeah.
So you want to see the 2.5?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
optional.
What it is.
Yes.
So it's
the optional method.
Optional method
yeah.
without BOS
yes.
and all
yes.
the other
yes.
added.
Absolutely.
Added.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But in the massing.
In massing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I think this is really good, a couple of just minor points. The step back that you say yes to, doesn't that vary based on the street type?
So the street type is handled above.
Well, in other words, what is recommended, it's not necessarily yes.
The guideline recommends that you meet the street's specific requirements.
Okay, all right, okay.
So it's, I mean, we could take it out, but.
No,
it's a little redundant.
I want it in there. I'm just wondering, it does change based on the street type.
Okay, so instead of yes, I'll say per street type.
Right, per street type, right.
And then put a number in there.
And then I like your description for the exceptional design points. I think this is really good. Quite frankly, I think the last project was in here was gonna ask for 25 and just.
No.
No way, no way. It would have been bit out. The narratives, some people put in really long narratives. Is there a way of.
Well, these, so these.
Is this to replace the narrative?
This would essentially replace the narrative.
Hallelujah.
Because we don't, I don't think you want, it's not about narrative.
No, it's not.
It's hard to slog through some of that, you know.
Yeah, some of them are really long.
But another thing, bird safe design is taking a very prominent position on the building form, and I don't quite understand that.
I don't either.
Okay.
Why is it there?
Well, it is, I mean, it's in the design, so when you look in the design guidelines, in terms of base, middle, and top, it has, it's there.
But nobody's ever talked about that.
Never spoke about it, but it's a good point. I mean, maybe I need a primer on that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I understand it.
I mean, it came up on Metro, well, not here. I mean, it's the bird friendly design is gonna, it's gonna impact sort of the, you know, the glazing more. So I don't know that necessarily impact.
It's a topic I'm dealing with on a project going through CFA and NCPC right now. And it's pretty simple. If you have a lot of glass, you gotta put a frit on the glass.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
And what's that got to do with building form?
That's where it is in the design guidelines.
Oh, jeez.
What about affordable housing units? Is that relevant to?
I'll shut up.
Is that valuing when we make a judgment?
I mean, I don't. You know, I don't. I mean, they can get additional height, but at the same point, you know, the charge of the panel is to whatever they're doing, whether it's for high end condos, affordable housing, is to make it beautiful, and so I don't.
So it shouldn't affect the points that.
No, not for design.
But as a reminder, that makes sense.
Yeah, because
we
encourage that. Well, the first year when we, you know, when they mentioned they have 20, 15, 20, 22.5%, and then we change our mindset because you're doing something for public good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just curious, would that be a you know, trigger or factor when they're doing the MUPD, is that the right word?
MPDU.
MPDU.
You got all the letters.
MPDU.
Right. Yeah.
Never get it.
Price
dwelling units.
Dwelling units.
I mean, we could put percentage of MPDUs.
I think that's smart. That's a good idea because.
But it doesn't really pertain
almost be
to our review here. It's for a project, it's incredibly important.
Yeah.
But it's not really pertaining to what we're doing here. This table.
That's,
I mean, it kind of relates to height, as we were kind of alluding to in the last project, but they're, you know, it still wouldn't mix. Doesn't matter whether they identify or not.
You still want beautiful design. I think what I'm hearing you say is that it's the options that the alternatives that the panel might suggest might be different on a project that has a higher than usual affordable housing component.
Well,
I mean, I don't, it, that's.
In theory, no.
Well, right.
Well, right.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Well, the only reason to bring it up is that it's always nice to understand what the project's about.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And
we always
find
ask
that
the
in the narrative.
Yeah.
That's where the
right.
If you read the narrative, that's where that stuff comes through. So maybe it is worthwhile to
put
it. Just a box check.
It's easy to put it in what the percentage is, and then that saves them having to write the narrative. And you having to read it.
And then there's street types, etc., planting and furnishing zone. I guess that's the, in a sense, landscape. Some projects have a lot more landscape, quote unquote, than other projects, etc.
Right, but this is more to identify sort of the category, the areas of the guidelines, because that's going to be an issue regardless of how wide the sidewalk is. This is to say we're closer than we should be, or we're further away and we've got this extra room. Okay, this is very helpful. Thank you. We'll update this, and we are working then to get this for the next, for the March submissions we'll be using. This, so we are hoping to have it on the website this week.
Good. Thank you.
And unless there's anything else, that's it for today.